Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
I was on a web page yesterday that asked me to sign in for something and it told me it was going to charge me $2. Well, when I looked at my credit card statement, it cost me $59.89. I don't think that's $2.
And what's your first and last name, please?
Mary Miller.
Okay, I was able to locate an account. Can you verify your address?
213 Forest Avenue, Richmond, Virginia, 23223.
Okay, thank you. I have your account pulled up. And let me just check and see what was ordered. Okay, it looks like you ordered a mixer. And in doing so, it also signs you up for a meal plan app. The meal plan app provides you with nutritional recipes, workout videos, and things like that. Now, that information, it was disclosed in the terms and conditions. I can reduce the cost to $20 a day.
A day?
I'm sorry, $20. It would be $20 a month. I'm sorry.
I'm not interested in that. It said it was a mixer for $2, and that was it.
Yes, it also disclosed in the terms
and
conditions.
Well, I'm not paying for it, and I will dispute it through my credit card.
Okay, that would be unfortunate because then we would have to, you know, inform them of the terms and conditions. I'm holding the line for one moment, if you don't mind, so I can make the updates on the account, please. And I'm still here making updates. One moment.
Right, and Gabriel.
Okay, thanks so much for holding. I was given the permission to provide you with a full refund. You do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing. I can provide you with the cancellation number so you'll have it for your records.
Okay.
The cancellation number is C, like Charles, 920-542-733.
C like Charles 920-542-733.
Correct.
Okay. And it'll be $59.89.
Correct. You want to allow 3 to 5 business days. All
okay.
Right. Well, thank you for calling customer care. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye bye.